When temperatures drop, out come those salt spreaders pouring 20 million tons of saline onto U.S. highways alone every year. The salt crystals can absorb only so much water before they run off into oceans, rivers, and streams, only to have the process repeat again and again.
So what we're trying to do is create what we're calling everlasting salt crystals that never get watered down as they harvest all of the frost.
Jonathan Barreco and his team of biomedical engineering and mechanics students took a page from the way clouds are formed. When vapor pressure drops, they attract moisture from the air.
So all we're doing is using some basic patterning on surfaces to micro-pattern little ice stripes across the surface that can then attract all of the moisture from the air, leaving the intermediate surface areas in between the ice stripes completely dry.
That's because with even just that tiny pressure difference from that microscopic etching, when temperatures get cold enough, ice just grows more ice.
I think this is kind of game-changing because you feel like that you have created something that nobody has thought about it.
Farzad Ahmadi is a grad student working on the project. He's testing how to best etch those microscopic patterns onto metallic, frost-prone surfaces like airplane wings and outdoor heat pumps. They think they can perfect that in the next couple years. But preventing ice buildup on your windshield may take a little longer. Next, they'll try to figure out how to do that etching on a transparent surface. I'm Robbie Harris.